We're also joined by Rodan Public Radio political analyst Scott McKay. Hi there, Scott.
Good morning, everyone.
Selena, the Women's Caucus of the Rodan Democratic Party was very front and center last year in pushing to oust Joe DiLorenzo, a longtime fixture in the Democratic Party who had made some disparaging remarks about a female lawmaker and progressive elements within the Democratic Party. Have you or members of the Women's Caucus faced any sharply negative blowback as a result of that?
Not that I'm aware of. I think the great thing is that we were really supported in the work that we did by other Democratic groups as well. So we had a lot of people reaching out to state committee members in order to do this. And I think just the fact that so many people joined us shows that there was a lot of support in asking him to leave the state committee. And in addition to that, we had the Rhode Island Association of Democratic Town and City Chairs also put forth a resolution calling for him to back out of the state committee as well from his position there. So
now that the caucus is more organized with a slate of officers such as yourself, how does it go about raising concerns about sexism in politics or in the Democratic Party and raising concerns like those that were expressed about Joe DiLorenzo?
Now that we have a more organized board, we can make sure that we can be a lot more public with what we do. We can make sure we can be a lot more responsive to what we do, because also last year we were really lucky to have four legislators as our co-chairs. Now, as a fully formed board with 11 people, we have a lot more people to give input, to catch everything that's going on, so we can be a lot sharper, a lot quicker in our responses and get those statements out as issues pop up that impact women and children and families in Rhode Island.
Let's go to Scott.
You know, your party, the Democrats, have won the popular vote in five of the last six presidential elections, but too often we see Democrats go to sleep during the midterms and the Republicans end up winning the Congress. I'm just wondering, a lot of this low turnout in the midterms comes from folks like you. Frankly, younger people, younger Democrats, women, minorities, folks who are millennial era. What can you do to turn this around?
Well, as a woman, minority, millennial, I think one of the things that we're really doing, not just as the Women's Caucus, but a lot of groups within Rhode Island, are making sure that people have opportunities to stay really engaged. So people know what's going on. People know about the issues that are really going to affect them. And I think that's happening at a state level. And I also think that's happening at a town and city level as well. Town committees are becoming a lot more activated, engaged in reaching out to people.
Are you doing road voter registration drives, for instance?
We had a training at a meeting last year to train people on how to get people registered to vote. Yes.
Back in the 1980s and early 1990s, there were a lot of Republican women who won office and raised the profile of women in politics, like Lila Sapinsley, Claudine Schneider, and Susan Farmer. The Republican Party has kind of struggled to increase its legislative ranks for many years. From your perspective as a Democrat, what do you think Republicans need to do to win more support?
I think one of the reasons that women might be getting a lot more engaged with the Democratic Party rather than the Republican Party is that I think the Democratic Party is now bringing forth a lot more issues that have immediate benefits for children, for families, for women, like affordable daycare, paid family leave, reproductive health care, all things that positively impact women's issues. And I think because of that, that's getting a lot more people activated, engaged. And those are issues that touch you day to day in your life.
Do Democratic Party endorsements mean what they used to? I look around and I saw during the last cycle, you know, every big Democrat in the state, Senators Whitehouse and Reid, Governor Raimondo, all the way on down, supported Hillary Clinton. And yet it didn't seem like they did much for her in the primary. And sure enough, Bernie Sanders won here pretty comfortably. So are endorsements kind of a thing of the past?
I think for some people, they might be. I think there are. I think there still is a group of people who will vote based off of who has a star next to their name, mm-hmm, or who has a mailer that lists all these people that support them. I do think there is a group of people who do vote based off of endorsements. But I also think that there is a large group of people who are doing a lot more work and a lot more research into figuring out who really is the candidate that best represents their values and their positions on policy.
People are more independent, in other words.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking here with Selina Mahanty, chairwoman of the Women's Caucus of the Rhode Island Democratic Party. And not surprisingly, President Trump has a far lower approval rating with women than men. He's made a lot of controversial remarks about women, so that's not particularly surprising. I wonder, here in Rhode Island, it's seen as a very blue state. Are there tangible impacts that you see in Rhode Island from the Trump presidency?
Absolutely. I think the Women's Caucus becoming re-energized and becoming reorganized, it was a direct result of that. So the Women's Caucus has existed in the Democratic Party for years, but was a lot lower key. It was kind of disbanded for a short amount of time, to my understanding. And then right after the election of Trump, there was huge efforts by the party and also leaders within the party, elected officials and just members, voters, to get something going again. And we saw the Women's March happen. Our meetings have had hundreds and hundreds of people at our Women's Caucus meetings, and some people who came, and they've been activated and working in the political world for 40, 50 years, and also people who came for the first time saying, I've been upset and I have to do something other than just sit on my couch and get upset at the TV. I need to do something. So I think it really was really instrumental in getting people.
But don't you need a message? And this is a big item of discussion in national Democratic circles and local, too, I hear. You need something more, don't you, to appeal to voters than just anti-Trump.
Mm-hmm.
What other reasons do you cite why people should support Democrats?
I think because the Democratic Party is the party that really stands up for people and issues that make a difference in their lives every day. In education, in healthcare, in the environment, with jobs and job training. I think those are things that are really important and central to the Democratic Party, making sure that there are good services for people young and old. And I think that is what we really need to be pushing forward and getting people engaged with the Democratic Party.
You grew up in East Greenwich. How did you get politicized and interested in politics?
So I did grow up in East Greenwich. I apologize to my teachers there. I used to have a very loud mouth. And up until I was in junior high, I didn't necessarily know how to channel that. But I was really fortunate. We have a counselor in East Greenwich who runs a lot of programs for mostly teenagers there. And he got me to go to a town council meeting when I was in seventh grade. I was the one 12-year-old sitting up in the balconies of East Greenwich Town Hall, but I just like something just clicked with me there. And I was like, I need to be involved in this. And so I got involved in when I was in ninth grade with working on getting a smoking ordinance passed to ban smoking in restaurants in East Greenwich. And from there, it just that was a huge issue back then. There were lawsuits involved. I don't know if you guys remember, but it was a big, big issue. But from there, that really just kind of clicked the political button for me, and then got to the state house advocating mostly for issues impacting kids and families.
Do you see yourself running for office someday?
One day I do, but right now I really like the positions I have right now, being able to support other candidates and a lot of different issues in North Kingstown and statewide. So I'm happy where I am right now.
All right, that's all the time we have. Thanks for joining us, Scott.
Great to be here.
And the chairwoman of the Women's Caucus of the Rhode Island Democratic Party, Selina Mahanty, thank you for stopping in.
Thank you.